The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How close are the Holly kids to driving? No, any learner's permits or discussions?
Lord!
Yeah.
Don't put that in my head this morning. Oh, Lord.
Let me tell you.
What?
It's a different level of, so not close is the answer. Not close. Different level of stress.
There's the birth certificate. There's the birth certificate answer, and there's the real answer.
Yeah.
Birth certificate says less than a year. Real answer is about 2 to 3 years.
No, I feel you.
That's the real answer.
I feel you. Well, as you know, or as you may know, the moment Savannah could drive, she was driving. And I don't think I've ever told my in-laws this, but a little bone to pick, a bone that I have to pick with them is
be careful.
I didn't even get a say in it.
Careful.
I didn't even get a say in it. They just gave her a car. I was like, wait, was I going to be consulted on this? Like, I wasn't planning on giving her own car that quickly, but as soon as she was able to drive, so I was blessed enough to have grandparents who hooked her up with a car. And so basically she's like a tenant here, you know, more or less, except she doesn't pay rent. Comes and goes as she pleases these days, you know, like sometimes yeah. It's not ours, it's hers, right? Exactly.
Right.
Sometimes she doesn't even let us know that she's leaving the house. We just look up in Savannah gone, like, okay. What she doesn't understand, and it's for the same reason that every time she leaves the house, I know it was like this with your parents. It was like this with Marilyn Holly. Be careful. Mom, why are you always telling me to be careful? Well, it's not you I'm worried about. It's everybody else, you know.
Right.
And I just want to see you before you leave the house. You know, I'm worried about everybody else. And I'm reminded of that because of the people who were on the highway in Dallas minding their business, when a Lamborghini and a Corvette, the Corvette, I believe, registered to Chiefs receiver Rashee Rice, decided to drag race.
Look at this.
And then leave the scene.
Yeah.
So the latest as of about 10:15 Eastern on Monday, April 1st, talk about April Fools, literally. The latest is that Rashee Rice has retained counsel. And I believe the police are still looking for him, but the latest is that he's retained counsel. First of all, thank God it wasn't worse. It was a 6-vehicle crash. No fatalities, some injuries, but doesn't seem to be catastrophic injuries from what we know so far. Stupid doesn't begin to describe this. And there were a whole lot of, you know, Henry Ruggs references on social media. And we just finished talking about Brett Reed in Kansas City and him getting that slap on the wrist. And quite honestly, the slap on the wrist that he got is part of the reason in my mind why there was no fear of consequences in Rashee Rice's or his friend's mind. Now, again, we don't know for sure that Rashee Rice was behind the wheel, just in the interest of accuracy. We don't know for sure that he was the one driving. But one of the cars was registered to him. The only reason he would need counsel is because he knows he's in trouble, whether he was driving, not driving, left the scene of an accident, right. Regardless, there's some trouble attached to him. But, you know, this is why I tell Savannah to be careful. It's other people. Like, why are we so selfish? Like, why are we so selfish as a society? Whether it's, you know, like, there are a few things that grind my gears more than drunk driving and reckless driving.
Right.
Because it's such a selfish act, you know. This just pissed me off. Something serious, man. You know, to watch this kid and these guys, not even kid, this grown up. And there was a 4-year-old kid involved. And again, Brett Reed just damaged the life and forever changed the life of a little girl when he got behind the wheel drunk, leaving the facility. And here's Rashee Rice, allegedly, or right. Somebody in a car registered to him, drag racing. It's just dumb. And the punishment for me can't be harsh enough. Because the reason why it's not going to be harsh enough is because it wasn't worse. If it were worse, if somebody had, God forbid, lost his or her life, they'd be throwing him under the jail, throwing them under the jail, and the league would be throwing the book at him. Now, I know it's still early in the process. Who knows how hard the league comes down on him. But they can't come down on him hard enough in my mind. Or them, or anybody connected to this can't be punished hard enough. Again, whether he was driving or not remains to be seen. Anybody connected to this can't be punished enough. And too often the punishment does fit the crime. As in, oh, well, you know, since nobody was hurt or nobody was killed, or yeah. Nobody was hurt, you know, catastrophically, or nobody was killed, the punishment isn't often all that harsh. As opposed to if somebody were, like I said, it'd be a whole different ball game. But yeah, I'm blown away at the stupidity involved. This happens every day. We're talking about it because it's a professional football player who set a rookie record for receptions in the postseason, because it's the defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs, their number one receiver, wide receiver. Sure, that's why we're talking about it. This happens all the time. But man, I just wish people would wake up from this kind of dumb shit, honestly. And because that could be anybody's family member in any of those other 6 cars. That could be any one of us driving along, minding our business, and somebody decides to drag race. That could be one of our children in a car driving, minding his or her business, and somebody deciding to drag race. Man, this is just like, this is disturbing, to say the least, Michael. It's disturbing.
Yeah.
Even though it could have been worse.
And you mentioned what grinds your gears is drunk driving and reckless driving. And I guess we could put this in the category, because this is something that I have to tell myself.
Oh, I know
to
where
get involved in. And you know where I live. Okay.
Yeah.
You know where I live.
Yeah.
You know that they're a first cousin. There's a family. If the nation has a family reunion, the cities that will be involved at one family reunion will be New York, Boston, and Philly. At the same family reunion, from the same DNA, just like a little chip, little edge. Everybody got a little edge. You walk around, there's an edge. What? You talking to me? What? What'd you say? Got that little twitch. It's always, you're always a second away from it. So that's when you're walking the streets. That's when you're on the subway. Now imagine being in a car. And somebody cut you off in traffic in Boston. You know how it is here. Two lanes become 4 lanes. 4 lanes become 6. People just make up rules and make up lanes that don't exist. Everybody's on edge. Everybody's got somewhere to be. Their place they got to go is more important than the place you got to go. So get out the way. You're not driving fast enough. The whole thing. So there are times, like on the road, where I'm a little annoyed by people. And now my wife will say, let it go. Let it go. Don't go up. Don't roll your window down and start pointing to people. Because the thing is, Michael, most of the time that will just end in a nice little exchange of profanities. Well, you did this, you did that. Well, you're this, you're that. Okay. That's the end of it. But we've heard some stories how that has become a little fraught, how that has become a little fragile and crazy, And like sometimes people in these road rage incidents do things that you say, well, how could that happen? What is wrong? What were you thinking? In a lot of cases, and I don't know Rasheed Rice at all, but in a lot of cases, good people are not thinking and they look like a-holes. They come off that way. You're like, I mean, how could you put other people in danger? I'm gonna give you an example.
To a guy who went to
I'll give you an example. A guy who went to a school in your neck of the woods, he's from Louisiana, went to Southern, played for the Cavaliers. I met him when he played for the Cavaliers. Mm-hmm, Bobby Phelps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Bobby, what I'm telling you, when I say that this is a prince of a man, I mean, just a great guy. Really enjoyed, like had conversations with him far beyond basketball, kept in touch. He left Cleveland. I left Cleveland. He went off to the, you know, Hornets and played for other teams. I went off to Boston, kept in touch. I'd see him in Boston. We'd chat about family, kids, that kind of, you know, that kind of relationship. But he lost his life after practice speed racing.
Mm-hmm.
On a city street.
I remember.
In Charlotte.
I remember that. Yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you told me, if you had given me 100 guesses of somebody who would do something like that, he wouldn't have made the top 100. That just wasn't his thing. I didn't see that. And so sometimes it's, I agree with you, and not making excuses for anybody. It is reckless.
No. I love where you're going with this.
And no, it's reckless. It is. And it's indefensible. It's inexcusable. But then there are stories. There are real stories and people, that are tucked in there.
And people do dumb things. And honestly, Michael, like I'm glad you took it there. I'm actually glad you took it there. Because it's not where I thought you were going to go. But similar, I'll go down a similar path. Because at the risk of living in a glass house and throwing bricks, or at the risk of, not acknowledging that, but for the grace of God go I.
Yeah.
I've been accused of being heavy-footed. Now, I've never drag raced. I've never drag raced in my life. I can say that. But I've texted while driving.
Yeah.
Does that make me any better than Rasheed Rice, if we're being honest? Is that not selfish, if we're being honest? You know? I'm better at it than I used to be. I try to take the phone and throw it in the back seat so I don't even get tempted. But when you said remind myself.
How about talk to text? You don't talk to text?
No, I try not to do that either. But I'm saying like, but regardless, I'm saying like, to your point, none of us is perfect, you know? And people do make mistakes. I think I would put drunk driving and drag racing in a different category. But you're right. Sometimes you can be a good person and do a bad thing, not to excuse it. So no, I'm glad you put it that way, because if God forbid I got in an accident tomorrow because I was distracted driving, I would think I'm a good person who'd done an awful thing. And so there is some grace to be afforded to our fellow man and our fellow human beings. Having said all that, I guess I just should put the emphasis on the we. Why are we so selfish when it comes to driving? Because like you know that could have ended in a Bobby Phelps way. That could have ended, and again, I know the circumstances were different. That like a lot of people were unfortunately referencing Henry Ruggs yesterday. I mean, we've had this conversation before. There's no new things under the sun. Again, right in Kansas City, you got Brett Reed being irresponsible and forever altering the life and lives of a young girl and her family members. So the punishment must be severe. It cannot be severe enough. I don't care what didn't happen, what almost happened. Whoever was behind the wheel, whoever was in that car, whoever fled that scene, we get it. This might not be who you are, as a person.
But it's part of the story.
You did it. Yeah, you were involved.
Right. It was like when people say, that's not me. It is you.
That's not me. But it was you. You were there. You did it.
It
is you.
It's not. Yeah. Maybe it's not 100% you, but it's 4% you. It's 3% you. It's something that's a part of your journey, a part of your story. It's in your portfolio, whether you like it or not, whether you're ashamed of it or not. Now, let me ask you. Does it change the conversation? Because I don't know. And I'm sure this story will continue to be updated as we go along. As we speak, there'll be updates. Will it change your mind if it was a friend of, relative of, associate of Rice and not Rice himself?
Driving the car?
Yeah.
Driving the car registered to him?
Yeah.
No, yeah, that's why I've qualified it every single time. And that's why I have an asterisk next to regular, because we don't know next to recklessly race, because we don't know whether or not he was behind the wheel. Seems like, I mean, one of those guys in that picture looks like him. Seems like he was at least there and fled the scene, which is also problematic and illegal. Will it change it if he wasn't driving? Slightly. I guess it's not as bad if you were behind the wheel, but you still sitting right. That person, like, honestly, the common sense should kick in even more. Like, bruh, I got too much to live for. I don't know about you, but this ain't it. You know, like, slow down in my car. You're the boss of that car. No.
I mean, if you're drag racing, you're not thinking, I got too much to live for, because you don't think anything's going to happen.
Because you want the thrill.
I got too much on the line.
Yeah.
I got too much on the line. I've got value. And my value is just going up. I'm a rookie. My rookie year, we win the championship. I was so bold in the Super Bowl. At the end of regulation, I went up to Patrick Mahomes and said, you missed me.
Yeah, right?
Hey, man, I was open. Mahomes was like, sit down, rookie. Shut up.
Get
ready for overtime.
I'm glad you kind of transitioned to on the field, which by comparison, we're literally talking about life or death. On the field is relatively trivial. But nonetheless, talking about a young player with a bright future, like I said, set the record for receptions in the postseason. Yeah, seemingly bright future. Patrick Mahomes, number one receiver, like that'll take you a long way. You know, and blowing it, maybe, potentially, possibly blowing it. For what? For a drag race?
Well, but you know what? I think doing something stupid, it is stupid. But if I know the NFL and I know the Kansas City Chiefs, he's not blowing his career.
That's fair.
His career will not be over.
That's fair.
He will not be released. He will not be traded. Hell, he might not even be disciplined.
Not strongly. Not strongly enough.
Maybe a game. Sure. Prove me wrong, NFL. I doubt it.
No, you're right.
A game or two. Okay.
No, you're right.
So he's
going to. I don't think he has a history with the personal conduct policy, and he's not a repeat offender. So you're probably right.
Right. So, and they got good lawyers.
They got a good governor.
Joking about those NFL lawyers.
We know that. They got a favorable governor. We've seen that already.
Oh, yeah.
They got a fan in the governor's office, you know.
So, but that being said, even though I still expect him to be on the Chiefs, this is why I say, Mike, the three-peat, things change from year to year. And so we always think, we look at Patrick, hey, as long as they have Patrick Mahomes. Nope, that's not enough. Having Patrick Mahomes is not enough. As great as he is, best quarterback in the league, one of the best quarterbacks, count on one hand. I don't need more hands. And count on one hand the amount of quarterbacks I've seen do things similar to or better than Patrick Mahomes. Not many. But still, if you're going to try to three-peat, the reason you get to a back-to-back, because things, your talent plus things went in your favor. Talent plus favor. Not a lot of defections, not a lot of trades or, you know, different personnel, some, but not a mass amount. But a three-peat, it's not just the personnel part of it. It's the focus part of it. It's everybody. It's the alignment. And a three-peat, now that we've won two in a row, hey, let's say, we're talking about players on the roster. I ain't talking about the top five or top 10. I'm talking about like number 26 or 27 on the roster. Hey, let's talk about my contract. Let's talk about my contract. Let's talk about my role. I can do more things. You know, I'm being held back. I'm being overshadowed. Or maybe not bitterness at all. I've won my two. I got two.
The disease
I'm good.
Let me, of more, right?
Let me go,
isn't that Pat Riley?
Yeah, let me
Pat
go somewhere
Riley,
else.
The disease of more? That's Pat Riley, right?
Yes. So yeah. There's a lot. There's a lot that comes into it. So I'm saying for you 3-peat people, I'm talking about you, Michael Smith, you 3-peat people. I'm betting against you. I'm betting against you just because it's pretty much impossible. I'm saying it's pretty much impossible. Just things, it's just not gonna work that way. It's not gonna fall in line like it always has. The same ethic, the same spirit is not there in 2024 that was there in 2023. It's already gone. So now something else needs to be created.
Unlikely, far-fetched, or the odds against
impossible
it?
Strong.
Yeah, sure.
Impossible strong.
And listen, since we're talking just strictly football here, Rashee Rice or not, I mean, they did sign Hollywood Brown. I know that doesn't impress you, but they did sign Hollywood Brown. And this is happening.
Comedy.
You know,
you do a comedy
you don't
on
want
this day,
to,
huh?
You don't want this to ever happen. But if this is going to happen, it's happening prior to the draft in which there's the deepest receiver class in memory. They were expected to address receiver anyway in the draft. So, I would think this one might hurt Rashee Rice more than it hurts the Kansas City Chiefs, if we're just talking professionally speaking. But you're right. He may not be punished at all, or if he is, minimally. But more
and
than anything,
you know what?
I hope he learned his lesson. And most important, Michael, just, you know, going back to the parental part, now I'll let you get your thought off. You know, do as I say, not as I do. You know, I hope more people learn a lesson from him. Don't learn the hard way. You know, learn if you're young and you're a young athlete or just a young person behind the wheel and you're thrill seeking, like, learn from this as opposed to learning from your own experience. I know experience is the best teacher, but in some cases, I'd rather learn from somebody else's experience.
Yeah.
Sometimes, what my man Cujo Goody said, sometimes experience is the best teacher until you get your own plate. I hope you don't mind me eating off of yours.
That's good.
I'm good. Yeah.
And in a way, I have to admit, in a way, I can't relate. Now, am I issues on the road? You know some of my cars, Honda Civics and Priuses.
Back to the speeding thing, though. You also had a friend of yours tell you something that you told me that I use a lot, that Michael Holly's travel plans don't include other people.
That's right.
That could help to mitigate the speeding.
Yeah. I think I'm just going to get.
Line.
Yeah, it's. Yeah. I should be there in 8 minutes. So 8 minutes. Oh, forget about lights and traffic and
right.
everything else. I think it should be eight minutes, or something.
Yeah.
So yeah, get out the way. But I was going to say last thing on the football part. Yeah. You said things can change. Now we're both old enough to remember when Tyreek Hill was having some personal issues with the Kansas City Chiefs, and it looked like it was going to be over for Tyreek Hill. Before this is long, this is like two, 3 years before the trade. Looked like it was going to be over for Tyreek Hill, even longer. And they drafted Mecole Hardman in the second
round.
Almost
an emergency, yeah.
Speed guy, and no. Yeah. Tyreek Hill stayed with the Kansas City Chiefs. They won a Super Bowl with Tyreek Hill. Okay. Yeah. And Mecole Hardman never really became, you know, what they thought he would be in Kansas City, although he didn't catch the winning touchdown in the Super Bowl. But
no, that's a good call, these things
can change quickly.
Yeah. But it's also not as easy to replace guys. Like, they hit on Rashee Rice, doesn't mean they're gonna hit on the next guy. You know, like Patrick Mahomes wanted him, they developed the chemistry, got better as the year went on. That's not an easy thing to replicate. But you talk about the disease of more. Everybody wants more money. They want more commercials. They want more podcasts. They want more shows.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TrueGreen.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
More books. They want to write their own book. Speaking of books, as the Chiefs seek to become the first repeat NFL champion since the 2003-2004 New England Patriots, Bill Belichick is doing a book. My first thought when I saw this was, is Michael holding out on me? He's doing a book without Michael? That was the first thought I had. And you're not holding out on me, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm playing.
You told me that.
I would have told you.
Okay. All right.
I would have told you.
The second thought I had is, what kind of book do I want to see? Because I consider this a pre-order. I am pre-ordering Bill Belichick's book right now, before he's even started it. The kind of book I want to see is not the kind of book I think most people are hoping for. I don't want Bill Belichick to write a definitive book or his version of a look inside or behind the curtain of the Patriots dynasty.
You don't?
That's not what I want from Bill Belichick.
Woo.
That's not what I want from Bill Belichick. I'm not saying it can't be a sprinkle of that, you know, but I feel like we've gotten enough versions of the story to where whatever he writes is just going to be his version. It's probably going to be sanitized. It's probably going to be watered down. I don't expect Bill Belichick to all of a sudden become, wait for it, an open book when it comes to the Malcolm Butler situation or anything else. Having said that, the book I do want to see from Bill Belichick, and the one I think, you know him better than I do, the one I think he'd be most inclined to write would be a Paul Brown type book, a Bill Walsh winning edge type book, or a Steve Belichick, football scouting methods type book.
Like a
definitive book on X's and O's, football knowledge, and strategy and infrastructure that I could see, coaches passing down from generation to generation, that Bill Belichick would be proud to have on a bookshelf next to Steve Belichick's book. That's the kind of book I think he would be more inclined to write. And honestly, that's the one I prefer to see him write.
Okay. All right. So we're actually saying the same thing in a way, but I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it somewhere else. Because you know this, Belichick has a whole library. So family loves books. This started with mom. That book, Football Scouting Methods, Bill Belichick was 8 years old. Steve Belichick is doing the typing. He could hear in the next room his father hunting and pecking, typing, and his mother on the edits. And correct, like strong edits, not just line by line, but like pushback edits. This doesn't make any sense, Steve. You need to rewrite this. You just talking to coaches. You need to talk to more people. You know, that kind of thing. So it was a family affair. They've always loved books. Their home in Annapolis just lined with books. Books, plural. So Bill Belichick doesn't need to be writing a book. Bill Belichick needs a series. It's like this is J.K. Rowling. This is Robert Caro, the political author, wrote many books on LBJ. It was like a whole series. So I want a series, okay? Because I want that. You mentioned that Bill Walsh, that Paul Brown, that wonky X's and O's. I want that stuff. But now I want a little drama, too. Give me a little Bravo. Got to bring a little Bravo in this. Little shout out Andy Cohen.
You ain't getting that from him. Okay. You ain't getting that from him.
Come on.
You ain't getting that from him.
You weren't. You weren't going to get that from him.
Oh,
then
okay.
The dynasty.
Till the dynasty? Okay.
Then the dynasty happened.
Okay.
He's like, oh, wait a minute. All right. What? Oh, wait a minute. Because I can tell you.
Who lives, who dies, who tells your story.
Right. I can tell you for a fact. Yeah. Now, Robert Kraft should not be surprised by this. Robert Kraft has stuff on Bill Belichick. So, therefore, Bill Belichick's got stuff on Robert Kraft. Robert Kraft is saying stuff about Belichick that Belichick doesn't want out there. So, therefore, I know for a fact, Robert Kraft, that Bill Belichick has protected some information about Robert Kraft that has not been out there. So, yeah, let's go.
Is that in his best?
Let's go.
I just, all right. Say,
you don't see him doing that? You don't think he's petty? He's got some petty. He's got King Petty in him. You know he does. This is the dude who put Tom Brady injured right shoulder on the injury report for a decade.
Petty with us is one thing. I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. I could be being naive, but like, somebody got to be the bigger man, though. And so,
Tom Brady
at what
injured?
At what point?
For 10 years.
But at what point does somebody say, "Hey, man, this is not a good look for all of us"? Like, let's not reduce the dynasty to a bunch of mudslinging. And it's like, you know, and I could see a world, and again, maybe I don't know, you know him better than I do. I could see a world in which Belichick decides to actually take the high road when it comes to
what,
how this story is told, or and what,
well,
what's shared and what's
not. But it's
not
just that.
Somebody has to, like, are we going to do another book or another project where now you have people trying to set the record straight on the back end and it's negative, like, how is the definitive dynasty, well, not the definitive dynasty, I shouldn't say that, but how is the most successful, the longest running dynasty in league history been reduced to, you know, ironically, a war of words in the media, you know, and
yeah.
Whose story are we to believe, you know?
That's why, really,
and
it sounds crazy, and there's some tongue-in-cheek when I say multiple books, but if you think about it, Bill Belichick has been in the NFL since he was 23, nonstop. Mm-hmm. So this is his first year out. That 2024 is going to be the first year out since 1975. So 75 to 2023, it was always football. So think about, like, all the stories, and some of the stories people say, I really don't want to hear about the old Baltimore Colts or Belichick with the Lions, Belichick with the Broncos. But how about Belichick with Lawrence Taylor and the Giants and the Super Bowl game plans? How about Bill Belichick in Cleveland with Art Modell and moving the franchise and becoming the Buffalo?
He's a walking encyclopedia.
So much stuff.
He's a walking
Dynasty's great.
Institution. Yeah. That's only part of his career. You're absolutely right.
That's only part of it.
Yeah, that's only one chapter.
So, of
his career.
He's got a lot to offer.
He does. Can you imagine a Bill Belichick book tour?
But by the way, I'm available.
Right, for the record. For the record. Running back?
I'm available.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
When the book is written, can't talk about Bill Belichick and the Patriots without talking about the Jets. When the book is written on the 2024 New York Jets, or when they do those those freezing cold take videos, you know how when the teams keep receipts and they make these little highlight videos of all the talking heads, you've been in them. You've been in one or two of those.
Yeah.
You know, all the stuff that's been talked about the Jets over, not only over the years, but even just recently. Speaking of Mecole Hardman, I remember, you know, Mecole Hardman talked about the Jets being a joke and whatnot, and we're like, yeah, it's the Jets. And we talked about Zach Wilson, like, yeah, it's the Jets. And like, hey man, that Hassan Reddick trade. Now they lost Bryce Huff to the Eagles, but that Hassan Reddick trade, hey man. They are the not fucking around crew this offseason. Like, I really like some of these moves, man. Like, look, Tyron Smith got to stay healthy. Mike Williams got to stay healthy. Those are big ifs. Aaron Rodgers, first and foremost, above all, has to stay healthy. But I like the moves that they made, and let's see what Joe Douglas does with this 10th pick. Hell, maybe Robert Saleh and Woody Johnson were having an animated conversation at the owners' meeting about who gonna speak first at the parade. I don't know what they were talking about, allegedly. But the Reddick pickup is a big one. That's a big one.
They pick up like Reddick.
And then on this list,
let me add to this list too. We got the left tackle, Tyron Smith. The right tackle, Morgan Moses.
Yeah, right.
Baltimore. They just great.
Thank you.
They got Baltimore's. They pretty much took Baltimore's line. They get, you know, Simpson. They get Simpson from Baltimore. They take Moses from Baltimore. Just to rebuild, because they had a one of the worst offensive lines, if not the worst offensive line in football last year. So they're serious about protection of Aaron Rodgers. They bring in Mike Williams. Maybe with the 10th pick. Who knows? They may take a wide
Brock
receiver.
Bowers or Brock Bowers.
Or Bowers. Who knows? I like what they're doing, but this is the only hesitation. Everything. They're all, Mike, they're old. Everybody's. if they're not old, they're just all hanging on. But they're just one. It's like small injury away. All these guys are good players, but there's like a yeah, but. Like, okay, Moses is 33, Smith is 33. Smith hadn't played a full season in like, you know, 9 years. Mike Williams always dealing with injuries, coming off an injury right now. Aaron Rodgers, 40 years old, the Achilles. So I like the names. I like what they're doing, but offensively. Now, Reddick, I didn't realize that Reddick, like, you realize it's Reddick and Myles Garrett, the only two guys with double-digit sacks the last 4 years?
Is that right?
Yeah, those two. Double-digit sacks.
Last four. Wow.
Yeah. So he's very consistent. He's also looking for a new contract. So if I'm the Jets, if this, to stay out of the Jets joke line, because there are always so many jokes just at the ready for the Gotham Comedy Club, the New York Jets, you always, if to stay out of that, just sign him to a new contract. I'd sign him to an extension tomorrow. Just
but even
to get
if they
that.
Don't. Even if they don't, they get a compensatory pick, which probably cancels out what they gave up for him.
I know, but know? I'm saying, like, with it's just all you have.
Go all in on this
you have
year.
All these guys, you just don't want to cut out.
It could be combustible. The variables.
Cut out
the
noise. Yeah. In New York,
27
we saw
sacks
how that worked
and 24 tackles for loss the past 2 years. Here's another stat for you. Reddick, Micah Parsons, and Josh Allen, not the quarterback, obviously, the Jaguars, Josh Allen, only players to record six or more pressures in eight games last year. Dude's a game wrecker.
Wow.
Dude's a game wrecker. Once again, they're going to be interesting. Whether they're good or not, whether they're in the playoffs or not, they're always interesting. You know? I wouldn't mind another Hard Knocks with the New York Jets.
Don't say it.
I wouldn't mind.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Another one.
Have you really come to terms with the fact that you're sending NC State to the Final Four for the first time since 1983?
Nah, it usually takes like a day to set in. Honestly, with all this stuff, you know, even the ACC thing, you know, it just takes a second. It'll be there soon.
Describe this journey, what it's been like, you know, to just, I mean, not the best of finishes in the regular season, and now you're one of the last four teams playing in the country.
Again, like my coach said, in March you have a clean slate, and we've been taking advantage of every single moment.
Does it feel like this team has the attitude of you just can't lose? I mean, other teams, you're not playing other teams, they're playing you.
It feels like that at this point. We would say, still humble about it, but yeah, it's starting to feel that way for sure.
There were so many coaches that looked over me. Like, you could name a program, I could name a coach that looked over me. The Tennessee, Rick Barnes is a great coach, but he was in a bunch of our practice, looked over me. Like, it's kind of been the story of my life. People have doubted me, people look past me, and can't do that anymore.
So I'm talking about Zach. Names.
Ooh, we call
them
we
out.
Naming names. Name so many coaches, like, you know, like Rick Barnes, for example.
Like the guy we, just gave 40.
Yeah, I mean, we just played Tennessee. You know,
the guy just.
You heard of Rick Barnes?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that was great.
That's good.
That was great. Great stories. Great stories. Zach Edey's a great story. NC State. Back in the Final Four for the first time since the Jim Valvano days, since 83, that miraculous run in 83. NC State was 17-14 as of March 9th. And we know how close they were to losing in the ACC semifinal. Now they run into Tobacco Road. Alabama, in its first ever Final Four, let somebody else have something. And of course, there's UConn. Ain't giving nobody anything. Ain't giving nobody nothing. UConn is a buzzsaw. It's like the UConn Invitational. I don't know if anybody can. I don't know if they can. I don't know if anybody can stop Utah.
Right.
It's just they're that impressive.
And they know it.
Dude.
And their coach talk trash. Their coach knows it. I mean, is there a way to be respectful, kind of humble, yet a trash talker? I think that's what Dan Hurley is. You know, Jersey
that's
guy.
That's a pretty good description.
Like, you're like, yeah, you know, yeah, wait, we play like this, and, you know, really, I think we're going to be hard to beat. I just don't see anybody beating us. Respectfully.
I just need somebody to keep it close. Just keep it close. You know what I mean? Just make it interesting down the stretch. You know, they feel inevitable. They really do.
But I'll tell you, the one that the way you started, though, you know, that first clip of DJ
so
Burns.
So many good stories. Burns.
Yeah. DJ Burns Jr. Like, out of all these stories, because you're right, they're all good stories.
I was about to ask you, what's the second best story? Because it feels like NC State's, I mean, you got a team going, you know, trying to repeat. You got Purdue for the first time in 44 years. You got Alabama for the first time ever. But it feels like, you know, Michael Holly, the columnist at the Boston Globe, you're sending Michael Smith to one of these other teams. You're writing about DJ Burns. You're camped out at DJ Burns' podium.
Exactly.
In Phoenix.
DJ Burns. I'm in. I'm in on DJ Burns. I'm in on dad, like, going to, you know, point, you know, dad doing this, you know, during the game. I mean, it's just, you can't watch DJ Burns for 5 minutes and not smile. That guy, that's a fun guy. That's just a fun guy to watch. He's a fun guy to watch play. He's a fun guy just to, there should be a DJ Burns camera. Just watching him interact with people during the game.
He ain't got a podcast yet. Nowadays, everybody got.
I mean,
he got a podcast yet.
He's got a
show.
He's so expressive.
Where's his streaming show? You know, he's got to have something going.
I mean, he's so much fun.
Maybe
and
he got one.
As
I
you
just
said,
don't know.
Man, 17-14, 17-14 at the beginning of this month, and they got to win. They got to win 5 games in 5 days. To win the NCAA tournament, I mean, to win the ACC tournament, and they do it. So they get into the tournament, and, you know, first game's easy, second game's in overtime, and then they start to build confidence. And you look at Burns, the last game, for people who haven't been paying attention to this team, they're hard to figure out. Last game, DJ against Marquette, DJ Burns had 4 points. He just had 4 points against Marquette. He comes out against Duke and gives them 21 in the second half, 29 overall. And so they are a team that's just hard to prepare for because they've got a little bit of everything and they're getting that confidence at the right time. I'm not going to say it doesn't make sense that they don't match up well with UConn. They don't.
But
I can't say they won't win the whole thing. I'm at that point where I'm fully in now. I'm fully in on NC State.
Okay.
They don't match up well.
My bet, your money?
They should not.
You taking NC State?
They should not win it. They shouldn't win.
More likely, Kansas City Chiefs three-peat or NC State national championship.
NC State. Look at this. Yeah. They're already dogs against Purdue. They don't match up well against Purdue. Truth be told. But Purdue is an interesting story,
I like the matchup in the paint. I do like the matchup in the paint. I want to see how those two bigs go at it.
Well, there's some really intriguing. There's some intriguing big men in the Final Four. Starting with UConn's lottery pick. And then you go down to Purdue, Edie getting 40, and Burns 29. You know what's crazy? Did you hear Burns say who he models his game after?
Like, who that?
If you didn't hear it, did you hear this?
No. Who did he say?
I want you to guess because you'll, like, it, you should, I'll give you a hint. First of all, he doesn't look anything like the guy he models his game after. He doesn't look like that guy. His game does not remind me of that guy's game. He models his game after that guy. And that guy, here's a hint.
Because a lot of people say Zach Randolph.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said Zach Randolph. He said, I have a Zach Randolph body, but I model my game after somebody else. And it's one of your favorite players in NBA. It's one of your favorite players, an underrated player. When we talk about great centers, that guy is rarely mentioned. People kind of forget how great he was.
One of your favorites.
As a matter of fact, I think he's.
Is it my starting center on my all-time starting five, Hakeem Olajuwon? Oh, he's exactly. Olajuwon? Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Do you see a? He modeled his game after Olajuwon.
Can't say that I do, but you know, hey,
I can't see it.
You know, it's okay.
I mean, fun.
Worth a try.
That's a fun fact.
Yeah, that boy was raised right. That's good parenting.
But I'm telling you, yesterday, I mean, some of the floater, he's making floaters and, bodying up and ones. I mean, he was just having fun. He's out there playing a game with a smile on his face the entire time. When he's on the bench, he's rooting on, he's cheering for his teammates, the cheering section, the family section. NC State has brought the fun back to the men's tournament, because remember how we started in March? It was, hey, the women, we know more. We're more invested in the storylines for the women. That's the excitement for this tournament. But the men, not so much. Well, I don't think we're saying that right now. I think both the men and women have some very intriguing
stories. Took us a while for the country to get to know them. So, all right, yeah, that was a nice segue. Men's tournament this year is definitely the opening act or the undercard or, you know, at the bottom of the marquee, however you want to put it. Because tonight, put it to you like this, and I say this tongue-in-cheek, obviously.
Monday Night Basketball.
If we could have different three-point lines, can we have a double elimination women's tournament? Because I really don't want to see any of the four teams and their headliners going home tonight. Like, I can't imagine a bigger night, and I'm not even going to qualify. I was thinking about this earlier. I really want to retire the whole, this is good for the women's game. This is good. The next step in the evolution of the conversation around women's basketball is to stop, doing that patronizing thing of like acting as though the women's game is new, or it's a novel concept, or like there isn't a high level of basketball, a very high level of basketball, and the biggest stars aren't on the women's side. Like, it's good for the women's game. No, it's good for the sport of basketball. Gender aside, tonight is great for the sport of basketball. It is going to be a great hoops night because of the stars. The star power is incredible. Make me wish we had a show tomorrow, but I'm not trying to come to work. But I'm just saying, was it 10 million? Was it 10 million people watched the Iowa LSU championship game? Like 9.9, something like that. 10 million people, something ratings. Like tonight. I can't wait to see not just the outcome of these games, but the final tally of eyeballs or engagement when it comes to getting, you know, Caitlin and Angel again and Paige and Juju. That's not to slight any of the supporting actors, but those are the Mount Rushmore, if you will, of tonight's action. And that's just the players. We'll get to one of the coaches in particular in a second. Oh, and then meanwhile, here's South Carolina's over here undefeated, just chilling. NC State's women are in it. Like, oh, they're just over there chilling. NC State's women are representing, and South Carolina 36-0. But tonight, I cannot imagine a bigger night, again, in the women's game in particular, but for the sport in general, when you talk about the star power that's going to be on display in those two games. Like, I don't know if it gets any bigger than tonight. Hey, with all due respect to the actual Final Four at the National Championship.
I'm with you. And you know what's so great about it is that this has happened. I'm going to give the women, I'm going to give the women the credit for making it happen. So this is all based off of their own popularity, their own advocacy of what they have and who they are. So a lot of these women, I'm just talking about not just college basketball, but I think the WNBA has to be rolled into this conversation too, because a lot of the professional athletes in the WNBA have done a good job of setting the tone for, hey, this is how we roll. This is how we move. If we see something that we like, we speak about it. If we see something that we don't like and it's a cause, we take up the cause. This is what we do. And it doesn't have to be necessarily a global issue. It could be, hey, I'm going to wear what I wear. I'm going to model. I'm going to sing. I'm going to wind up here. I'm going to be visible about it. I'm going to have it on social media. I got a great following. I'm showing people my personality. So I think professional WNBA athletes have done that. College athletes have done that so well that there is a following. There's a following of people who just watch women's basketball. And then there's a following of those like us who like men's basketball, women's basketball, and recognize how great the product is. So give them credit for getting it to this level. It wasn't by accident, and it didn't come from the networks. The networks didn't create it. That media, mainstream media didn't create it. It was like a groundswell. Yeah, it was a groundswell, and it kind of got us to this point. I like that.
For sure.
And that being said, yeah, a lot of great storylines.
Not a great story.
But Caitlin versus Angel is the one I'm here for that. That's what I want to see. That's what I want to see.
I don't want to see it end. I don't want to see. That's all. I mean, somebody got to go home, unfortunately. And you know, just Paige's comeback has been incredible. Juju's rise has been incredible. But of course, you know, the rematch is one. And then we, it's like, who, I guess if I got? Had to, like, who am I, so who am I, who I got? Oh, man, who am I rooting for? I'll tell you who I'm rooting for. Okay, so the only reason, I mean, I'm a New Orleans kid. I'm a Louisiana kid, and I love Angel. I love the whole team. But I want to see LSU South Carolina. So I want to see that rematch too. So I want to double my pleasure when it comes to rematches. So that's why I'm going to take LSU more than anything. And on the other side, I'm going to say it's Juju's time. I'm going to go with Juju.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Juju. Paige's comeback has been incredible. And that's always cool when two schools, because that'd be cool if UConn was in it in both Final Fours, men and women again. But UConn's had their time. Like this resurgent USC program, the more we can like go back to Cheryl Miller and Lisa Leslie and the torch being passed to, or being lit again by Juju Watkins in that program, I'm gonna go with USC. Again, we root for the stories, man. We root for the stories, and they're all great stories. But LSU South Carolina rematch is too tantalizing to not root for. And I want to see more of Juju.
South Carolina.
Paige and Gino. See, somebody is rooting for LSU. Take that, LA Times. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I know South Carolina's undefeated, but they're not undefeated in a UConn NCAA tournament type of way. Not that they've just blown away teams. They've been challenged a couple of times. It's been close. You know, almost blew a 22-point lead the other night. Then they were they wound up winning that game by, like, I think 4 or 5 points. So I know they're undefeated. They haven't blown teams away. However, I'm going to South Carolina. I like this. When we get to the final, I'm just looking at the
ones. Oh, you're skipping to the final. Okay.
So I'm just saying, just like when we get to the Final Four, you look at the ones are going to be represented. So Iowa versus LSU, I think Iowa's a better team. I think Iowa's better. You know, that Caitlin and Angel aside, I think Iowa's better. So I'm going to go with Iowa. USC versus UConn, I think USC is better. UConn has had some moments. They've bounced back lately. They've had some moments during the season where we've been so spoiled by UConn over the years that, you know, even getting to this point, losing here, there's some people in stores. I mean, like, what? Stores, Connecticut. We didn't get to the Final Four? What's wrong? Okay. Nothing's wrong. You're a good program, but USC right now is a better team. So I'm going with USC. Going with USC and going with Iowa. Tonight.
Well, I know one thing. Either way, we can't lose. All right, whoever wins, whoever goes home, we can't lose. Like, I think we'll get two classic matchups that are going to have everybody talking tonight and tomorrow. It's going to be a huge night for sport. Huge night for sport. You know, it's real distinguished when you say it in the singular, for sport.
Capital S, sport.
And for the game. I ain't distinguishing between men and women. For the sport of basketball, for the game. A great night for the game.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit, credit to the people.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.